C9 Garage Doors. This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Oh, hi, Amy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I talked to a guy earlier, and he was like, yeah, I guess. And I was like, you're joking, right? Like, it's tacos.
Yeah.
Hard to take somebody seriously that's not into tacos, right?
Well, I'm into tacos, but I don't really, like, celebrate every week.
But, I mean, if you had them every day, every week, it doesn't really matter which day. Like, tacos are tacos, right?
Yeah, I'm sold.
You can't really, we could do chicken, we could do beef, we could do, we could just do anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I was go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
I was about to get into tacos. No, don't worry about it.
Which kind of favorite?
I can't even remember what they're called right now.
I love the birria ones and the barbacoa. Those are my favorite. I like beef.
Yeah, I like the beef ones too. I can't think of the one that I'm thinking of though. Oh, it's like called arrechera.
Oh, okay. How do you say that again?
Arrechera.
Oh, what is that?
I'd have to look it up.
I'm trying to. Is it like ranchera meat?
Skirt steak.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right. Well, the purpose of my call, Greg, is I was calling. I'm from the upgrade team. I'm from the Google Guarantee upgrade team specifically, and I was just calling to speak with you about a possible upgrade on your account if you're interested in receiving direct leads from the Google Guaranteed platform.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. I've heard of Google Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a budget for it right now. I was trying to see if the Google Ads panned out at all and then kind of go from there.
Okay, because we haven't spoken before. I'm the person who handles the upgrades on this, so what were you thinking it was going to cost you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background checked, and then once you're mm-hmm. confirmed, your leads are only $24 per qualified lead. It's pretty affordable. It has a minimum monthly budget or activation budget, which is just the first month of $316 for 13 leads. And then after that, you control the budget.
And then the leads is per click, right?
No, it's not per click. Google Ads is per click. This is per qualified lead. So there's specific criteria to make sure that it's a qualified lead. You're assigned a call tracking number that's specific to the Google Guaranteed section at the very tippy top of the page. It's different than the call tracking that you have with us already. These calls are recorded for authenticity purposes with Google Guarantee, and AI is listening. Mm-hmm. So in this section, you would be a guaranteed provider, assuming you pass all the background checks and you have all this stuff, which I think you've already done advanced verification, so you do. I don't believe it would be a problem to get you verified in that section. And then you would have the green check mark next to your name, and you would be a verified guaranteed provider. So when the calls come through in that section, they're being recorded for authenticity purposes. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's unqualified. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, asking for a service you don't provide or outside of your service radius, that is unqualified. If the customer is calling you to set an appointment face-to-face, that's a qualified lead. Or if they ask and request and you give estimate over the phone, that is a qualified lead. All other instances are not qualified leads. And the AI is listening to each one of those calls to ensure authenticity. And we all have access to it as well. So in the event, like, if one slipped through the cracks, you can always let us know and we go ahead and dispute it and get the refund on it.
Okay.
Yeah, the leads that are coming through here are better quality. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, they're better qualified because if you've tried anything like Angie's or Yelp, Thumbtack, any of those, you had to share the leads. There's no qualifications. You have to pay whether or not you land the job. There's a number of things that would set you back from it. But this one is better because Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead programs. Those other pay-per-lead programs purchase Google Ads from Google directly, so they know exactly how they work. With this one, it's the client themselves contacting you directly because they've gone to the guaranteed section and decided that they want to work directly with you. So when the phone rings, you know that it's a Google guarantee lead coming through. It says so on your caller ID. It also says so with the whisper feature right when you pick up the phone. And it's the client directly. The lead is exclusive. It's only coming to you because the client's gone there and they're working directly with you. So they're contacting you and you don't have a middleman with this. And then of course the lead cost is so low. It's very affordable. But in addition to that, if it's not a qualified lead, you're not paying for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I may be able to circle back on this in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But like the Google Ads, not just the clicks
mm-hmm.
one.
Just Google Ads.
Like I just started that campaign. I don't even know if it's up and running yet
mm-hmm.
or if it'll start tomorrow. So I just wanted to kind of, I want to keep putting so much into advertising without getting anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Okay. I definitely understand that 100%. I understand where you're coming from. With the Google Guarantee, the application takes like 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval. So it's a little bit different than like the Google Ads. Those should be up and running here very quickly if they're not already. Let me see here. We can check the dashboard and see if they're running. Oh, let's see. Facebook, Google profile, actions, websites, direct visits. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. All right, so it looks like they're about ready to launch. So that's pretty good. They're going ahead and getting, let's see here, yeah, zero clicks. Okay, so they're getting ready to launch those here. If not tomorrow, then the next day. They should definitely be up. It takes us less than a week or so to get those ads up and running, generally. So we've got that. Your account just came across my desk for a possible upgrade to the Google Guaranteed program simply because it has the highest return on investment for companies that are verified. But I can follow back up with you in a few weeks if it's something you're not so sure about. The other thing is this, like, say you mm-hmm. choose not to continue with the Google Ads for whatever reason. You may love them, you may not love them, whatever that looks like. Say you choose not to continue with them. The Google Guarantee is already in process then because you've already done the application. We're already processing it. It's already getting up and running. And then once you're listed as a guaranteed provider, you don't rotate off the page. You're always listed there. And if you choose to pause the leads for any reason, you simply rotate down towards the bottom. Your green check mark isn't lit up, as in you're not taking on leads at that very moment. But you don't rotate off that page with the Google Guaranteed platform. You're always there. And that gives you that second superior position at the very top of the page.
Yeah. There's so many Google guaranteed people in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the garage door business.
Sure. There's a max of 20 though. Google only allows 20.
So yeah, so then it's all maxed out.
Right.
Probably.
Well, there it's not maxed out because they wouldn't have allowed for us to open another spot and offer it directly to you in your area. Right now I'm showing, let's see. I'm only showing 17 providers in your area right now, so it does show that there's room for a couple of more. You know, it's just something that's available to you. We wanted to offer it to you first.
Okay.
Your current client.
Damn it.
Where's the struggle? Well, tell me what's going on. Talk to me.
The struggle is just like all the money that I'm putting in advertising right now. And
mm-hmm.
then like the not getting much back from it so far.
Okay.
And so I would like to, so how much is the, what do you call it?
The application fee?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. It's $250. I'm going to see if there's, I'm asking if there's something special we can do for you.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Okay, let's see what he says. All he can do is say no. I don't want to tell you what it is until I get an answer. So it's the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. For your vertical, your Google, the vertical for garage door specialists, it usually takes a full 4 to 8 weeks. Like if you were an electrician, probably it would happen sooner. But garage door specialists, locksmith, they take the full 4 to 8 weeks. Just because of the nature of what you guys are offering, it is a little more sensitive than what other folks are offering and doing. So they do just mm-hmm. like take extra time. Now, just to make sure that you qualify first while I wait on that answer, for the state of, let's see, what is the requirement? For the state of Colorado, it shows here that there's no requirement for the licensing, but do you have like a business license or anything for your organization?
No.
Okay, it's not required. Some states require actually like a garage door specialist license. It's kind of crazy, but do you maintain $250,000 in general liability insurance for the organization?
$2 million.
$2 million, perfect. Do you have, let me see here. Do you have any felonies in the past 7 years or at all?
No.
How many face-to-face technicians do you have outside of yourself, meaning technicians are going out bidding and doing the job on behalf of the company without you present?
None?
Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
cool, because then we don't have anybody else that we have to put on there, on the application. And then just a couple of more questions, which may seem elementary to you, but are kind of important, is going to be, do you have a Colorado State driver's license and a United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay. I have to ask those questions. You'd be surprised. So that's right, basically what the application consists of. And being able to just make sure that you're going to pass the background check, because we do go ahead and send that off to Pinkerton or Evident ID. Google determines which one it goes to when we send that off. And then the verification process, like I said, could take 4 to 8 weeks. And then after that you're completely verified, then at that time, and you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the $316, which is going to be 13 Google Guarantee leads at the rate of about $24 per lead. And you have the ability to control that. So it's not an automatic $316 monthly charge unless you want it to be. Say you take on a couple of leads and now you're booked out, or maybe you want to take a vacation, or for whatever reason you choose to call in and pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign, then that's where it stops financially. So there's no automatic monthly charge. If you pause the campaign with $200 left in it and you pause it for 76 days, that's where it stops. Okay. It just completely stops right there. And then from that point, we would exhaust that budget before it goes any further. Like if you choose to pause it and then, you know, you reactivate, you cut the leads back on and then you exhaust that budget, you can re-up the budget according to where you'd like to. If you want to increase it or maybe you just want to go with, you know, a smaller amount, you only want to take on 6 leads for the month, whatever the case is. That original 316 is just the activation budget.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. So I did get approval. If you want, because we understand the situation of where you're at and kind of what's been going on, I asked my supervisor, because your regular monthly bill would bill at $249, so basically the $250, on March 3rd, which is about 10 days from now or so, right? Ish, kind of, maybe almost 2 weeks, right? It's almost 2 weeks from today. So what I asked is if we could waive your $249 monthly bill, so we'll give you basically almost 6 weeks worth of free service for your regular monthly, if you're able to go ahead and give the Google Guarantee application a go today.
Yeah.
So it's saving you the $250. Instead of spending $500 within 2 weeks, you're just spending the $250 that you would normally be spending on your regular program. You're putting it towards the program that's going to bring you more business, and then you're getting 6 weeks worth of free service from us. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, cool. So let me go ahead and get this application out to you. So I have a visa ending in 1888. Is this the best card for us to charge the $250 application fee to?
I have a different card for you to charge it to.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Hold on. Okay, let me just ring it up and then I'll pull the card that you're using today for this purchase is only for this purchase, right? You want me to put the other card back on file after we're done with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is only for this purchase.
Got it.
Yeah.
I just have to make sure that I pull the card off correctly if we're doing that. So give me just a second. Put all those stuff in place for us so we're ready to rock. There we go. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Okay, and what is your first pet's name?
How come?
Huh?
I said, how come?
Oh, no. That's the security question. What is your first pet's name?
Okay. Ginger.
Ginger. Yes, and that's my dog, my current dog's name. She just turned around and looked at me like I'm crazy. That's so funny. We have to ask your security question before we do anything with the billing. So, okay, I'm ready for the card number.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a mixed. She's like a ginger color. Like she looks like a little ginger red-haired dog. She is mini pen. She's Chihuahua, Luapsu, and something else. I don't know. She's, maybe it's like Shih Tzu. She's real wiry. She's got like real wiry little fur and she's a little mutt. She's funny. We got her from the rescue.
Little mutt. Yeah. Yeah. Ginger was a mutt too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Aww.
So it is 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0593.
Mm-hmm.
1035.
Mm-hmm. 5152. Expiration month and year?
0528.
3-digit code on the back?
298.
Okay, I'm going to process the $250 application fee and then give me just a second. There we go. Wait a minute. What happened here? Okay. Okay, it says invalid transaction. So let me read the card back to you just to make sure I didn't make any mistakes. 5178.
Uh-huh.
0593.
Yep.
1035.
Uh-huh.
5152.
Yep.
Expires in May of 2028.
Yep.
And three-digit security code is 298.
Three-digit security code, 298. Yeah, one second. Let me see if I have this card locked.
Okay, that could be it.
No, it's not locked.
Huh. And the billing address is the 2599 West 110th Avenue in Westminster?
It might be different. So I don't know if I've changed my billing address with Local Splash, honestly, because I've moved.
You moved?
I mean, I know I changed my address with, like, Google.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure, like...
To the Irving Court?
Because, like, you guys updated it. And, yeah, Irving Court.
So should it be the Irving Court for billing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me try that and see if that's what it is. Usually it will tell me that there's an AVS mismatch with the address, but
mm-hmm.
once in a while, it just throws a strange code. Let's give it a go. Okay, updated everything. Let me refresh it. Invalid transaction. It just keeps, no, it won't take it. Can you go on the app that card's on and see if it's bouncing it back? Maybe because it's like from California. Once in a while we'll get that.
It's not even showing that it's
attempting.
Yeah. Let me see if I can. Welcome. Virtual card is ready to use. Okay. View. See that I have a weird card here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this card is no good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the numbers?
I am. I'm ready.
I ran into an old wallet today that I have in a box, and I'm like, oh, let's just put on this credit card I never used.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, okay. I completely understand.
So,
go ahead.
Okay, so 5328
mm-hmm.
3919
mm-hmm.
6324
mm-hmm.
and then 8874.
Expiration month and year?
0228.
Three digit code on the back?
727.
Okay. Okay, that is a master. Got it. Okay, that process.
Do you
process.
Live here in Denver?
I don't. I live in California. No, the company, Local Splash is located in California. I live in California. Although we do a lot of virtual stuff now, so I could move if I chose to, but my son is in high school here, so I'm just kind of like waiting for him to figure out where he wants to go to college and figure it out a little bit, and then we'll probably go, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get it yet.
You what?
I have my oldest is 8. My oldest is 8, so I'm not I'm not anywhere near that, but sounds amazing.
Oh, how funny. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? We try to, I mean, if you move her now when she's 8, I feel like that's different than trying to wait until she's like, you know, until she's like, you know, high school age, and then it's kind of like they've already got their set friends and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to throw him off like that. I just want him to, to be set and ready, you know, and happy to go on in his, he's very sensitive as it is. So I just want him to not have any mishaps, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going ahead and sending everything over in writing now. It's going to come across and it's going to be labeled Google Guarantee application. It's going to have a blue clickable link. Within there, it is going to ask you for the minimum monthly budget, which I'm going to include those numbers. CPL is going to be cost per lead, and that's at $24 a lead. And MMB is going to be minimum monthly budget, and that's at $316. So the application literally takes like 15 minutes to do, if that. And then we have to have an onboarding call with the technician. And that's going to be to review the application. Okay.
All right.
So, let me see here. Okay. Here we go. And then when can I schedule your onboarding call? Like, how long do you think it'll take you to do that application?
I don't know. Did you send it already?
I did. Mm-hmm. It's from anelson@localsplash.com. Mm.
Did you send it to DMAC Life or DMAC Garage?
DMAC Life. Do you want a DMAC Garage?
No. I'm just looking for it.
Sure. You can put in A. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N.
I found it.
Cool.
Okay, and then Google Guarantee, CPL, MMB. It doesn't want me to put, does it want me to put a card to it already?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
No, you're going to pay us. Once you're ready to activate, you're going to pay us once everything's approved, and we manage it for you. You don't have to do it. Yeah, we're going to take care of all of it for you. So I just want to schedule your onboarding call. If you think that you can finish it up today, we can go ahead and schedule it for later on this afternoon. If you want it set for tomorrow morning, that's fine also. With this, the thing that I do want to tell you is it's going to say in there, like, it's going to say license number. You're just going to put NA because there's no license requirement for your organization or your industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll probably have this finished today.
Okay, so how about if I schedule it for 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. today?
Mm-hmm.
4:30,
or we could do tomorrow whenever you want. Whatever's easiest for you.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Appointments start at 8:30 a.m.
Let me check my schedule.
Yeah, and the last one is 4:30 p.m. and all in between. They're done in half-hour increments.
Okay. Let's do, like, 10 a.m. appointment?
You got it. go ahead and put that in here. And then if I'm available, which I should be, then I'll be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent and go ahead and get that squared away. If I'm still on the phone with a technician like I am with you, then they'll go ahead and call out on their own individually, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's just going to be a quick call to review the application and get everything set up, and they'll be calling from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, it was a pleasure taking care of you today, Greg. If you have any questions, feel free to call back in and ask for Amy. I am the Google Guarantee Specialist.
I appreciate you so much, Amy. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye.